To Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be your host tonight. And Ken Clark. My theme song, Ken Clark Trio, Eternal Funk. Thank you, boys. Alright, a lot of things happening, as everyone knows. This time of year, things are just popping all over the place. If you're heading downtown, it's Thursday Night Market. And it's a beautiful evening to be out. So grab the kids, come on down, check it out. We'll be out here till 7 o'clock, and take your radio with you. How's that sound? Very good, very good. All right, let's thank our underwriters, Butte Views and Beyond, is made possible by KGFR contributors and by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, WCERO and Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture, producing community festivals and events, including Oktoberfest, the True Mouth Thrower, NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And we also want to thank the Chico News Review for providing Northern California with news, commentary, and entertainment. Chico News and Review is available for free every Thursday at over 600 locations in Butte, Glen, and Tehama counties. Online at newsreview.com. And, yeah, like I said, lots going on. So let's start off with something that's pretty significant after all the events that happened up on the ridge in November. Gold Nugget Days is returning this weekend, and there's events happening kind of throughout the weekend on Friday and Saturday. A little scaled back if you've gone through it in the past, but they are keeping the tradition and the faith going, and the efforts are, of course, to help rebuild the Gold Nugget Museum, which was destroyed in the fire. But they'll be doing their parade, and they'll have a limited craft fair. It's going to be in Regalia this year in front of the old church on, I believe it's on Old Skyway. So if you go to Gold Nugget Museum, just Google up goldnuggetmuseum.com. There's plenty of information about the event, and just a great way to show some support, especially after all the hardship. And Gold Nugget Days has been going on since 1973, I believe. So it's nice to know that despite everything that is happening and all the challenges that folks are facing, that it's going to be able to continue and go on with good faith. So there's a squeaky microphone. They'll be having the Donkey Derby as well, which is always a fun event. And check the email. It was a good time to check it out. Check it online, goldnuggetmuseum.com. So, let's see. I also wanted to, we're going to be talking about Feather Fiesta Days also here during tonight's program and some other events that are coming up. We have the Endangered Species Fair again this time of year in Chico. It's a very busy time with lots of events and things happening. So I'm going to play a pre-recorded interview that we had yesterday with some of the folks from the Butte Environmental Council. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views. I'd like to welcome Angel Gomez, Program Coordinator, Director?
Manager.
Program Manager, I was close, for the Butte Environmental Council, as we all know, as BEC. And you guys are getting ready for the Endangered Species Fair.
Yeah, we're coming up on it. It's only a couple weeks away.
What's the, so you have two things planned, really, a Friday night and a Saturday event?
Yeah, so this year is the 40th Endangered Species Fair. So we are going to have a fundraising concert on May 3rd at the Women's Club. Okay. And then that's the night before the fair. And then on Saturday, it's going to be our 40th annual Endangered Species Fair.
And the Women's Club concert, who's playing, do you know?
Yes, so we are having Alice Peak Experience.
Sorry, we'll pull that up here.
Yeah.
And then the Cedar Grove is going to be the site for the Endangered Species Fair.
Yes, so it's going to be at Cedar Grove and the Nature Center.
And for those that don't know, Cedar Grove is in Bidwell Park.
Yeah, it's in Lower Bidwell Park off of 8th.
Right, so you can enter through 8th or you can enter through the park. You can ride your bike, which is the preferred way to go.
Yes, we will have free bike parking.
Oh, nice. Chico Valley going to get involved.
Oh, we are hosting that.
We're hosting that, okay.
Yeah, Chico Valley usually does come out, but they are super busy that day.
Yeah, well, they've got a lot
there's tons of things to do. There's live music happening, new happenings the second year we've done it. There is a free admission to the Nature Center, and there'll be Nature Center staff in there.
Oh, cool.
Animals. We also have a wild animal show.
Yeah, no, that's...
for on May 4th. Great family time. And again, if you're new or newer to Chico, or you know, looking for something to do and feeling a little out of place, this is kind of the place to get grounded and meet a bunch of really cool, well-spirited community folks.
Yeah, there's a ton of different organizations that join us, and they all provide a free activity for kids too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I really like that. It's something that I see more and more, where it's like, yeah, you can come have a booth, but you gotta have something for kids. The kids are completely involved, and at the end of the day, they go home and take a nap, which is good.
Yeah, we have a little eco scavenger hunt too that we encourage the kids to go and, you know, experience all these. And if they go to 5 of the booths on their little scavenger hunt, they get a prize. We made a special coloring book as well.
Oh, nice.
You know, so we have a little Beck coloring book for them.
Right on. How long have you been with Beck?
The Endangered Species Fair was my very first day 2 years ago.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, so you've got a couple under your belt already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're a pro. Hey, well, thank you so much for taking time to be with us on Views and Beyond. And, okay, don't forget, Endangered Species Fair, Saturday, May 4th, 10 o'clock, in Cedar Grove in Bingo Park. And the night before is the concert, 6 o'clock, Women's Club, with Stevie Cook and Friends, Beyond the Pale, Earth Band, Alex Peak Experience. And tickets, go to Facebook for info, right?
Yeah.
Tickets, are you doing Eventbrite tickets on this, or?
We host our own.
Host your own tickets, okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, so no fees for purchasing.
Yeah, there you go. I gotta love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Again, Endangered Species Fair coming up. So many things happening all the time in the spring. And let's get got a little more information here for you about Golden Nugget Days. As far as times and schedules go, so I wanted to go through that again. Golden Nugget Days coming up this weekend, Friday night. Starting at 4 p.m. from 4 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a wine and cheese and beer fundraiser, and that's going to be at the Paradise Lutheran Church at 780 Lutheran Drive next to the Terry Ashe Park. And that's it. Come join us at the watering hole. There'll be DJs, music, raffle prizes, complimentary hors d'oeuvres. There's a select fee involved, and you can bring your own wine, and you'll pay a little bowl fee for that. So information on that is available also at the Golden Nugget Museum website. And then on Saturday, which is the big day, I guess, from 8 to 10, it's going to be the Donkey Derby, and that's going to be held this year at the Magalia Community Church. And that'll kind of be ground zero for most of the events. In Old Magalia, there'll be a pancake breakfast starting at 8 o'clock. And the donkeys will be released at Whiskey Flats at approximately 8:30. So it was a fun time, and that's put on by the local ECV 7-Eleven chapter. And then at the Paradise Community Park is going to be the craft fair. Let me get this right. No, craft fair is going to be at Terry Ashe Park, which is also right off the Skyway there. And that's going to be from 9 a.m. till 5. Some of my favorite bands will be playing there. Jeff Pershing Band will be there, so it was a good time. And then from noon to 4 p.m. At the Paradise Community Park, there'll be some events going on. They'll have the Gold Nugget Queen and Pageant Ceremony. Also, the Butte County Sky Society bagpipes. And there'll be barbecue and some exhibits from the Depot Museum. And there'll be food trucks and all that groovy stuff. And then Saturday night, 6 p.m. to 9, is the Golden Nugget Days Hoedown, and that's going to be at the Paradise Elk Lodge at 1080 Ewalt Court, which is just off of Clark Road. So if you go to the website, you'll get all the details about the Golden Nugget Days in Paradise. Again, it's nice to see that happening after everything they've been through. Let's see, let's sample into another interview here. There's a little local celebration, local business that's been around 70 years, and they're celebrating that, and I had the pleasure of meeting these folks earlier this week. I'd like to welcome Deanna McCoy, owner of Chico Hearing Aid Center, and something special is happening. They are celebrating their 70th anniversary. Welcome to Beauties and Beyond.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so 70 years.
It's been a while. I, of course, have not been here that long, but the business has been.
And when did your involvement start?
I started to work for my dad about 21 years ago and worked for him for a few years and then took over the business from him when he decided he wanted to retire.
And did he start it?
He did not start it. I'm actually the sixth owner. He bought it from the Havens, who basically have been my grandparents. So it's basically been in the family since the early 80s.
Oh, wow. So a really an extended family business.
Extended family, yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's always been family owned.
Right. And 70 years of hearing aids, I'm sure that things have changed dramatically.
Things have changed a lot. We have a lot of newer technology now that connects hearing aids with cell phones, with different smart devices, rechargeable, so you don't have to worry about batteries, completely automatic, or you can have controls.
Wow, yeah.
But either way.
I just recently heard about that, where it can actually be like Bluetooth to your cell phone.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
all your hearing aids, all your phone calls can come through your hearing aids.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you can even ignore the phone call through your hearing aids if you choose to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember my dad, he would just turn down his hearing aids when he had enough. People like, yeah, I'm gonna turn everybody up.
That happens. Yeah.
How did you get involved? Just family business, or did you just go to school
for this? No, my dad had been doing it for quite a while, and I needed a new career when my son was born. And he's like, why don't you come to work for me? He says, well, it's working with primarily older people, which I love, and it's helping people, which I love. So it's been a perfect fit. Love what I do.
Right. And 70 years, I mean, that's a real staple in Chico.
It is.
When you look back a little bit. And
not a lot of businesses, even in Chico, have been around that long.
Right. Yeah, that's great. So let's talk a little bit. You guys have anything special this year that you're doing or things like that?
We're doing a couple different things for our 70th anniversary. Some different specials and different, we're doing a celebration for clients that we just appreciate the fact that we've been able to be here this long.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we love what we do, we love being able to help people, and we just want people to know that that's what we're here for.
Now, having been to, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but literally hundreds of concerts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of a music guy, you know, and I've seen my share of Jerry Garcia. But when do I know that my hearing is like maybe going off?
We live in a very noisy world, and concerts is only one part of it. There's a lot of other things, but we live in a noisy world. Noise-induced hearing loss does not have an age limit. We have teenagers that have noise-induced hearing loss, so there is no age limit. But when you start finding that other people are complaining that they have to repeat themselves, complaining that the TV is too loud, you feel like people are mumbling or not talking clear, it's probably time to get your ears checked.
Yeah, that's probably it. You know, my wife keeps telling me that. But
wives and spouses and other people are always the first to know, because you have learned to adapt to it.
Oh, sure.
As it progresses.
Oh, that's a good point. I never really thought about that.
Yeah. So as you've adapted, other people don't.
Right. And is there any of these things correctable, or is this just kind of like, just the way it is?
Most hearing loss is correctable through the use of hearing aids.
Right.
There's certain different things that we do, checking for medical issues. Mm-hmm. If we see a medical problem, we're going to send you to the ear doctor. If it's not a medical issue, we can usually correct most hearing loss with hearing aids.
Okay.
And that opens up a whole new, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, I didn't know what I was missing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, and especially when you're sitting here at the desk and I'm looking at what I imagine is a hearing aid.
Yep.
Which is nothing like the hearing aids.
They're a lot smaller, they're a lot more comfortable, they're a lot less visible. We've even got the lyric that is completely in the ear canal. You don't have to do anything with it. It's just for 2 to 3 months.
So
can do something with it. You can take a shower with it.
Really?
It just stays there, and when it goes in, we take it out. We put a new one in, and you're good to go.
Can I sync it up to my iTunes?
That one you cannot. And the ones that are pretty much out of sight, yes, you can.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can actually sync them up to any Bluetooth device or
kind of that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And don't tell the people with Beats headphones and stuff, you know? They're gonna lose that baby boomer market in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. That is really incredible.
But there's also, you can set, music is a big thing for a lot of people, and you can program the hearing aids for a music program to where it's gonna make the music sound a lot more clear and more natural, more of what music sounds like.
Wow. Okay, now I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. So the instrument, that's almost like a contact lens for your ear.
Pretty much.
Where, you know, they have like the 30-day contact lenses and that stuff.
Yep.
So,
yep, I mean, I live with our...
Wow. Are these changes, I mean, obviously they change year after year after year, but now with like micro or nano technology, everything's just kind of just on time.
Nano technology in the hearing aids that, they can be extremely small and, like I said, comfortable. That's one issue that we had for a long time is people, it's just, it bugs my ear.
Yeah, it hurts your ear.
I can put these in your ear and in 5 minutes I'll forget it's even there.
Sure, but I can't believe how small they are and how light they are.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking grams.
Like I said, you don't even notice it's even there.
Yeah. Pretty wild, huh?
It's, the changes that I've seen even in my 21 years has been phenomenal. The technology that we have, we can use so much better that, people really like their hearing aids now.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, glasses are one thing, and now, like, glasses are fashionable.
Right.
Like, I remember when my, when Abby was, 12, I wore glasses, you know what I mean? But, you know, the glasses, but, you know, they maybe look smarter, or they're cool, or my favorite star has black, you know what I mean?
Right.
Hearing aids were never that. And
they're getting closer.
Yeah.
They're not there yet. Well,
the fact that it sinks into your audio profile, let's say,
right.
The music you like, oh, I can set this for my favorite radio show or my favorite shows, or I can take my cell phone calls on these things. What, you know, I mean, at some point people will just have them in when they don't need them.
That has happened already.
And I would imagine you can probably turn up and down the volume of what you're hearing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of flexibility as far as what you can do with them.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of, like, you know, when you're on the runway and these jets are coming through and the guys are out there waving the planes in and the cargo handlers and stuff, and they got these big headphones on. So they're not going deaf. Well, maybe they have implants that control that much. And the air pressure on them as well.
That's possible.
Pretty wild.
That's what it is.
It's a new world in the hearing aid world. Okay, let's tell people, again, 70th anniversary.
70th anniversary.
You guys are located at
1600 Mangrove Avenue, for the Mangrove Plaza.
How long have you been you've been here a long time in that location?
We've been in this particular office since 1998. We were about 3 doors down in our office, half the size.
Uh-huh.
And we needed to expand, we needed more space. So we moved down here right shortly after I started 21 years ago.
Uh-huh.
The building that originally started out on is now a parking lot, but since it's been a couple different locations, but we've been at this spot for 30 some years.
Yeah, been a long time.
Long time, yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
And I understand you also had a big try before you buy.
Absolutely. So all hearing aids by state law have a 45-day trial period. Mm-hmm. We have a 60-day trial period, but we also have hearing aids that we can fit on you, let you try them out in the real world. No cost, no obligation. Just try it and see what you think.
Take it for a test drive.
See what you think. If you don't like them, we'll wait for a year and retest and see where you're at. If you do, then we can go forward from there.
Huh. Very interesting.
So, yeah, no cost, no obligation.
We're all heading that way, and I might be a little closer than most.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it.
And congratulations. 70 years in business in Chico. Serving the community and making everything sound just a little bit better.
Our motto, changing lives through better hearing.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to take a little music break here at Views and Beyond. And we've But yeah, these guys coming to town in the very near future. So let's hear a little bit from Pronouns Whiskey. Pronouns Whiskey coming to Chico Women's Club on Friday, May 10th. Tickets are still available at KCFR. You know the story. KCFR.org. You can call at the office, 895-0178, during business hours. And, of course, all at the usual locations. I'm sure Blazing J's and probably downstairs as well. At the Kilo Paper Company. Okay, another thing happening. This is the biggest spring festival that happens every year. Feather Fiesta Days happens in historic downtown Oroville. And really big event. If you haven't been there, it's on parade day, they get 20,000. They put on a parade like you wouldn't believe. It's the 100th anniversary of the parade, of the Gold Rush Parade, and it's hosted by the Exchange Club. And big fun stuff. I'm going to kind of go through the schedule with you quickly since there's so many things going on. It's about a 7-8-day celebration. So it starts on May 3rd with the Oroville Downtown Business Association as a margarita mix-off. And you can get information at the ODBA website for that. Chocolate trucks, margarita tastings in different locations throughout the downtown. And on Friday night, there's a gospel jam and hoedown at the FRSCA building at 1335 Meyer Street, Feather River Senior Center, I believe that is. And then the Cool Shifters will be playing at Feather Falls Casino that night on Friday. On Saturday, it's Bidwell Bar Day, which is at the historic park there off of Highway 70, Bidwell Bar from 11 to 10. That's put on by State Parks. No admission, free parking, free admission, family-friendly. From 11 a.m. to 1, the Exchange Club is having an ugly dog contest at Centennial Plaza right on the river overlooking the beautiful Feather River. From noon to 4, there's the 9th annual Salsa Taste-Off, and that's in the Riverfront District right down on Montgomery Street at Brush Strokes. And at 2 to 5, there's the 6th annual Barbecue Rib Cook-Off Beer and Wine Garden at the Eagles Hall at 2010 Montgomery Street. And if that's not enough, the Feather River Parks and Rec District is hosting a Mother and Son Dance superhero theme, and also a concert at the casino that night. And then on Wednesday, at the Pioneer Museum, which is on Montgomery Street, which if you haven't been, it is a really, really excellent facility. It's huge inside. It's a little deceptive when you see it from the outside, but you get inside and you realize how enormous it is. They're having an open house. There's no admission. It's at 2332 Montgomery Street, and that's from noon to 4, the Pioneer History Museum. So, and that's again, right on the river, so you can spend the afternoon, take a nice hike along the Feather River, and check out the open house. And then Friday, May 10th, starting at noon at Feather Falls Casino Show and Shine. That's going to go be happening over at Feather Falls Casino with hot rods, food trucks, beer garden. And at 4 o'clock, the 72nd annual Kiddies Parade, hosted by the Kiwanis Club, will be happening in downtown Oroville. I've gone to this thing, I think, 8 or 9 years in a row. I will be there on Friday, of course. And it is just about the cutest dog parade you've ever seen. And it's really fun, and it's a big hit. And think about this, 72 years, generations of families and kids have been participating in that. And that's a real fun thing. There's no admission, just bring your kids, show up. The theme is bedrock, like the Flintstones. So that's the theme, kind of caveman theme. Dress the kids up, bring them on down, and be part of history and be part of the 72nd Kiddies Parade. Okay, the big day, Saturday, May 11th. And this is a big day in Oroville. And again, we're expecting about 20,000 people. Kicks off at 6 a.m. with a pancake breakfast at the Eagles Club. Gold Rush Car Show. Vintage cars hosted by the Oral Dam Cruisers. Again, this is a fabulous show. Hundreds and hundreds of really nicely restored, some funky, some just absolutely gorgeous cars at the car show, Gold Rush Car Show. Again, these are all no admission events. The Oroville Downtown Business Association has a street fair that'll be happening right at Myers and Montgomery Street. That starts at 9 o'clock from 9 to 3 with booths and food booths as well. In Sank Park, which is at the historic lot home, again, right on Montgomery Street, is the craft fair. That's all handmade arts and crafts. And they are producing, they do this every year. They make 1,400 donuts. They start selling them at 7 a.m. and they're sold out by about 9:30. So that's always a big fun thing. And then, of course, the Grand Parade, the 100th anniversary of the Grand Parade, will be rolling right down Montgomery Street. It starts at 5th and Mitchell. It makes a turn onto Montgomery at 5th, and it rolls historic downtown. It's about a mile and a half, mile and a quarter, the course that they go down. And again, this is the 100th year, and it's bound to be a fun time. People start showing up at about 7 or 8 in the morning, putting out their lawn chairs and getting ready for the event. So if you haven't been, it's a fun event. There's no admission. Just come on down and have some fun. And we also want to mention that the Native Sons of the Golden West will be hosting one of my favorite things, the local Bloody Mary and Beer Garden, also barbecue and live music. So that's happening at their facility on Miners Alley and on Hunter Street. And if you go to the Facebook page for Feather Fiesta Days, you'll find all the information, and we'll have a downloadable brochure posted up there later today. So let's do one more interview, and then we have a live guest in the studio, and she's also training to be one of our new programmers. So we'll be back in just a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Views and Beyond. I would like to welcome David Marabella. He is the Human Resources Manager at Blue Red Inn. Welcome to Views and Beyond.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you guys have a lot of aspects to your organization. Let's put it that way.
We do. We have Little Red Hand. Most people are familiar with our retail locations, and they might not even know about all of those, but we have 5 retail locations. We have a conversion, which is what started this company, a gift shop, a kitchen store, a full-service florist, and a vintage shop. And in addition to that, we have 10 total programs, 9 of them being employment programs. So we have horticulture work out of the greenhouse. We have a new location just up in Alpine Airport called Tools and Trade. And that's teaching trade skills. You know, we do, right now it's a lot of woodworking, painting. We do mosaics that are installed at our park and garden. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. We have an online department that maintains our website, does our social media, does our graphic design.
Right.
And the reason for that was to find out when the company started, you know, it was just a plant nursery. When I had someone apply that had mobility issues and couldn't work in an outdoor situation on uneven ground, and so then the gift shop opened. So that's kind of how things have grown, is to fill a need. So we now employ around 175 adults with developmental disabilities.
Wow, that's impressive.
So with this many locations, we are able to match people at a location that are going to be successful. Someone's interested in computers, we'll probably put them at the online
department.
And, you know, someone's interested in woodworking or learning to use power tools, they even have that tools and trade. So there's really something for everyone, and it sets people up for success.
And how did the organization start?
It started, the nursery opened in 2001. Before that, our executive director, Teresa Wolkays, had a son that was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3. And being a good parent, she kind of was looking out there for what options there were for him as an adult.
She
was looking towards his future, and she saw there wasn't much out there serving the developmentally disabled community. So she started the plant nursery. It was funded by Farm Worth and Regional Center, who, you know, supports all of our programs. And just as a place for people to have employment, have some pride, and it's really been successful because she started this business by focusing on people's abilities and setting them up for success. So when we employ people, they're not treated any different than any of our instructors. It's full employment, and the way her starting that and then just growing it, everybody said everything's grown out of a need to serve more people.
Right, and with a need in the community for some of these for the retail operations you created.
Right, and we have a lot of success stories, and the biggest, one of our biggest ones, obviously, is Teresa's son, who was 3 when he was diagnosed, is now our financial manager. He leads our financial department.
Right.
And so it's he's actually working right now. So
that's impressive. That's impressive. That's great. So and I think maybe a lot of people, if you're cruising around in downtown, you are familiar with the nursery.
Yes.
Which is on 8th.
8th and Wall.
Yeah.
Our plant nursery. And then also, for past, I think it's been a little over 2 years now, our vintage store moved downtown on Main Street.
Right.
I've noticed that it's not a long time since Recover Records used to be.
Right.
It's not right now. So between 2nd and 3rd on Main Street. So that's been really good. Yeah, it's been a good location. It's beautiful in there. They do amazing displays. But it's also been great to let the community know about us.
Yeah.
Just because it has more visibility than some of our other locations.
Yeah, no, that's a great visibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great visibility spot. And then we're out here on East Avenue. What's the address out here?
That's 959 East Avenue.
Okay.
And that's our kitchen store, and our floral shop is right on the other side of the wall. The Rupert Cock.
Very well stocked kitchen store.
Yes. Yeah, so. And then the gift shop is on East 20th, over right next to Sierra Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So right there. And then we mentioned the Rupert and 8th and Wall. Who am I missing?
Well, we got the Rupert and 8th and Wall.
The shop.
I know, yeah, right this down. Right?
Yeah,
I think we got them all. And then the power to the tools.
Tools and training.
Tools and training. So that's more of a training.
It is. Yeah, and we're looking. We're always expanding. We do. And you can have a horticulture team that does landscaping out there. And to teach your trade skills. Our goal really is if we can train someone to get a job outside of suburban employment, we've had success.
Sure.
We had one guy that worked for us for a number of years, and he wanted to work at Caltrans, and he eventually got a job with Caltrans.
Okay. That's awesome.
He was able to do that, so we're able to teach the skills and get people but even the people want to stay with us, I find that, everyone, we push people to grow. Everyone's learning new trade skills, new social skills. We're fully integrated with the community, so everything Little Red Hen does involves our adults with developmental disabilities, so there's not one department said, well, the finance department is only there with typical people. That's actually run by 4 mental health, is it? So,
gotcha.
Everything, when we deliver flowers at our floral shop, it involves our staff going out and interacting with the community. So we really like to be, this is a very supportive community. So Chico's just been really good.
Is Little Red Hen specific to Chico where you operate?
Yes.
So it's a Chico.
Only in Chico.
Yeah. Only in Chico. Okay.
Yeah, started in Chico and we're still only in Chico.
And then how do people get involved if they say, hey, I have a family member or somebody, this might be a nice option. How does that work?
Well, they can stop by any of our locations and talk to us. The first step is to talk to Far Northern Regional Center and see if they qualify for services. And usually if someone has a diagnosis, they can. Someone's diagnosed with autism. We also have a children's program. So, our employment starts at 18, but we serve over 100 kids every week for children on the autism spectrum at our Lifespan Center, which is a class right behind Kathy Sollenbeck.
Okay, right around the corner.
Yeah. So, they can stop in there. That's a community resource. We have lots of information on different organizations people can talk to, how to get started with Far Northern, what's our lending library, and we have a parent liaison that's happy to talk to anyone that wants to stop by in there. But for employment, they can stop by our stores. Usually, as most people as adults already have a diagnosis, and Far Northern Regional Center worker. So, but either way, they can go through their service coordinator, or they can come directly to us. Really gets them all rolling either way.
All right, just get them started.
Yeah.
Get them up. At least be exposed to the organization.
Yes.
That's what I was kind of doing.
Right.
And check it out. Interesting, really. It's pretty amazing. I didn't realize how many people you serve.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't think people realize how many facilities and services you have.
Yeah, that's common. We see people stop at our stores, and they might know about the nursery because probably the most visible one people.
Yeah, it's on a major road.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, nursery.
You're over here, and they don't know about the other ones and all the programs we have. So,
especially the training kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's great. And having been in the trades back in a previous life, it's good work, and it's extremely fulfilling.
And they are doing amazing work. They actually are making things that we sell at a lot of our stores.
Right.
Working on the upcycling pallets so we get things delivered on. And we make Paradise Science, Chico Science, they're amazing. They're just doing amazing work. So the quality of work we can get out of our staff is continually impressive.
Right. And you also, besides, I guess the best support is to shop at your locations where the doctor's right back to help the needs. Do you have other ways or
volunteer opportunities also? You can always stop at any of our locations and get a volunteer application. We typically do those in our horticulture programs. A lot of Chico State students are doing it towards coursework too, which has worked out well for us. And donations are always accepted at any of our locations and on our website at littlewickham.org.
Okay.
We also do classes. We do our next one is a terrarium class at our floral shop. We do classes at our nursery. We've got bonsai classes. So and keep an eye on our social media and our website. The classes are posted there. We do a painting class to kind of teach people how to do that vintage painting look out of our vintage store. So
That's a littlewickham.org.
littlewickham.org, yeah.
Gotcha. And Facebook, I'm sure.
Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those. Check us out and to join our email list too, because we send out notifications when we have events or classes going on.
Right. And I know you guys participate in a lot of community events, but you also do a couple of events yourselves.
Yeah, we have several events. This year was our very first year. We did our gala at an event at Big Room. Huge success. It was a lot of fun. And, we had the Decades playing there, so I kind of loved them. And a real successful silent auction. So that was the first year for that, and we are anticipating doing it next year too. And then in the spring, just 2 weeks ago, we had our autism awareness fair and carnival. We partner with Yellow Door, who does the walk in the park.
Oh, sure.
And then we do the kind of fair vendor booth and carnival part of it, and just to kind of make people more aware. We do sensory activities, carnival games. It's a lot of fun. And then in December, we do our annual Breakfast with Santa, which raises the money for our kids' programs also. And that's held usually mid-December. We have Santa there, full pancake breakfast days, bacon and pancakes, and do a silent auction at that one, too. Those are great ways to support us and just to come see us at different events. Next thing we have happening is we're going to have a float in the Pioneer Day Parade, so
Look
out there and make sure to say hi to us.
Right,
coming right up. May 4th, right?
May 4th, I know. Well, you guys, a lot going on, and it's amazing. You guys have been a great asset to the community, and it's a really nice model and example of how to really make positive change and make it self-propelling to a certain extent.
Yeah, we always appreciate all the support we get. This community is amazing. We go to these events constantly every day. It's like, oh, look, I think we love you. This is the most common thing I hear. It's great. It's a wonderful community, so we appreciate any support that people can do.
So check out the website, sign up on your email list, and visit one of their many locations.
Yes.
Right. Hey, David, thank you so much for taking time today. We'll see you somewhere at an event.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Alrighty, I want to thank the folks at Little Red Hen, Chico Hearing Aid, Chico Hearing Center, and Beck for doing interviews with us. And I'd like to introduce Lily.
Yes.
She's training. Why don't you tell us your full name and everything, and we'll talk a little bit about what you're doing here today.
Okay. My nickname is Lily, and was given from my lovely friends. So I love to hear Lily because they call me Lily. And my name, my full name is Eliane Cristina da Silva. Is from Brazil, was given from my godmother the day I born.
Very nice. Where in Brazil?
I born in São Paulo.
São Paulo?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in Chico?
3 years.
3 years?
Yes. Oh, nice. An amazing time, and I feel home. I feel in family.
Oh, good. So it's nice to have people feel welcome there.
Oh, thank you. You guys are welcome. Welcome people here. Chico is a very special city.
Yeah, special place. And you're also training to be a programmer here on KZFR.
I am. I feel so excited. Everyone that I get training for is just amazing. And everyone does something different. And I feel so free to do my own style. And I'm learning so much from you guys. I super appreciate it.
Great. And what kind of program are you looking at doing? A talk show?
It'll be a talk show interview, pretty like yours. And it's the Power of Love program. Uh-huh. So I am in Palm taken the sections from here and human sure. being first.
Sure. And it's all about balance.
Yes.
Balance of communication. The two. It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Sounds simple, but it is so hard.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, I have been in unhealthy relationships, so I had to be back to myself and balance myself and understand a lot of things. And I read a lot, I meditate, I chant. So all this help a lot.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, if I have someone to tell me what I want to share with them, I would be so appreciated. When we are in a dark place, when we have no option, when it's tough, it's so tough.
Yes, it's definitely it's tough to pick up sometimes.
Yeah.
To get out of the side. Well, that's wonderful, the idea of your program and being able to reach and give people a voice that are going through that. And people know that they're not alone. Everybody goes through it.
Okay.
It's, at some levels and at some degrees, some deeper and longer and harder than others. But, mm-hmm. you know, we all look at things and sometimes think, oh, nobody has it worse than I do. You know what I mean? And it's kind of how you, where you place yourself in it. But, it's something that you feel so alone when you're going through it, but the truth is that everybody goes through these things at some point.
That's right. And broken heart is the worst thing that someone can go through. It's like, whoa, it's a hell.
Yeah. It is. The reason I say broken. It's
right.
Shattered.
Yes.
That's tough.
Yeah, but what I feel right now, like what we do with the experience we have. So I choose to center myself and share how to become that powerful, amazing woman and amazing man that we born to be.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So do you have an event coming up that you want to talk about?
I do. Yes. So my event will be on May 9th at the Women's Club. 6 p.m. And I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to cook, and also to talk about the local good food now. And that's what I want to talk about, because we have the heart fulfill our heart, our desire, and also fulfill the body. Like a computer, like that's it, to use that like, as an example. We have a computer hardware, and we have a software. Computer without a software is just a computer and doing nothing. And a body is a body, but it's a body with a soul. A body with this thing. So is a human being doing things. So, I'm going to talk about all this on May 9th, 6 o'clock at the Women's Club.
May 9th, is that a weekend or weeknight?
It's in 15 days. It's 2 weeks from today.
Oh, okay.
And also, Leah Shaw, she will be launching her CD, her solo, and I feel so proud of her. She is my friend, and I met her at the farmer's market, and she was playing, was kind of formal. She was playing accordion, and it just reminded me of Brazilian song, and we started band together.
We're all over the place.
Oh, my God, we had a lot of fun, and she's doing her solo right now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And she's going to launch her CD and that day. So she's a pianist, so she's going to play on the piano, and we supporting the paradise and building a new and sustainable paradise. She's from paradise. She lost her house, and we're doing all this together.
Okay, and that's coming up May 9th. We've only got a couple of minutes left, so you want to read the underwriting for us?
Oh, yeah.
Give me a little practice here, and we'll get ready.